Sports Talk 1570 WNST. Bob Haney Show brought to you by Bud Light on this Friday, Baltimore, Maryland. It's 11:07. Todd Helmick's joining us, and you look at the BCS now, and for people that, you know, they've been in Orioles mode or NFL mode, and they really haven't followed the new BCS system in college football. Tell us what's happening here. We know there's going to be the championship game, as usual. What does it have a name now?
It's called the BCS National Championship Game, to be played in Glendale, Arizona, the home of the new Arizona Cardinals Stadium.
The Fiesta Bowl, basically.
No, it's called the BCS National Championship.
So from now on, when they play it in New Orleans or they play it in Pasadena, it's not called the Sugar Bowl or the Rose Bowl anymore. It's called the BCS Championship Game.
That is correct. So we have four games this year that are the four BCS games played from January 1st to January 4th, as it's always been. Rose, Sugar, Fiesta, Orange. Then 1 week later, January 8th, the BCS National Championship game. Five BCS games right there. It is not a playoff. And we're not going to let them play, and then a week later let the two best play. Teams can only play one game in the postseason. It's just adding another game. So this year, the Fiesta Bowl in Glendale, it's not in Phoenix anymore. It's at the Cardinals' new stadium. The Fiesta Bowl will be played. Then 1 week later, at the same venue, will be the BCS National Championship game, with two different teams.
But all right, let's go start with your 10 BCS teams in any particular, in any order you want to do it, and explain why these ball clubs will be reaching BCS and getting national TV exposure and a ton of dough.
Which every school has to split that with their conference, except for Notre Dame. So we do have the Notre Dame rule in the BCS this year, which states if Notre Dame is in the top eight of the final BCS poll, they have to go. So let's start out with Notre Dame. They're going BCS bowling this year.
Yeah.
They will be top eight in that final BCS poll. They have a brutal schedule, does Notre Dame. But I still think they have a great shot at getting to the national championship game. They have a great shot, even with that schedule. Let me give you real quick. We say this every year with Notre Dame. Schedule, schedule, schedule.
Yeah.
At Georgia Tech, Penn State, Michigan, at Michigan State. Those are the first four games. Here's the doozy of doozies with championship ramifications. Thanksgiving weekend at USC. Now, we remember that game last year all too well in Notre Dame, where Matt Leinart does the quarterback sneak last play.
Great,
of the game.
One of the best college football games of the last 20 years.
Well, this is the last game of the season now for Notre Dame. It's, again, Thanksgiving weekend. So Notre Dame in the BCS. So other than that, I'll start running down the BCS conferences.
Mm-hmm. So Notre Dame's in. They're in a
Notre
BCS
Dame's
game.
In. They're in a BCS game.
Now, as we've said, you're not going to give your national championship prediction just yet.
Let me add this, though.
Yes.
I do not see two undefeated teams in that BCS championship game this year. Matter of fact, I see nobody undefeated. Basically, what's going to happen, we're going to have about four or five one-loss teams. Now, you think past BCS scenarios raised a lot of confusion and fuss. Where do we get four or five one-loss teams trying to jockey for two spots?
Yeah. But if, for instance, if you're not picking Notre Dame to be in the championship game, now they're going to the BCS, so they're one of your candidates to get there, but say they're not getting there, what would keep Notre Dame, aside from the schedule, personnel-wise, what keeps them out of the game? Or is it the schedule that prevents it?
The schedule is the number one preventer. Like I said, lose two games and you're out of the BCS. This year, you lose one, you might be okay. If they have an issue with me, it's that defense. Defense has been their Achilles heel for the last, 10 years, going back to Bob Davey, the head coach. The secondary does bring everybody back, but it was 108th in the country in pass defense. All right, they're scoring 40, 30 points a game with Brady Quinn and Charlie Weiss at the helm, but they're still giving up 35, 45 and losing. Defense, to me, a big question mark, especially at linebacker, where they lost two of their big guns. They're going to have to step up defensively with some of these offensive powers on the schedule. That's been the key, though, last 10 years. It's no surprise I bring that up.
All right, let's move on. Let's get to the conferences now.
I'll start with the ACC. I'm going to go with the Miami Hurricanes to get the BCS bid this year. They win the Coastal Division over Virginia Tech. They go to the Dr. Pepper ACC Championship game in Jacksonville, and they beat Florida State in a rematch. By the way, Florida State, Miami, Labor Day.
Yeah.
September 3rd.
I'm sure you'll mention that 52 times.
But the rematch, beginning of the year and end of the year. I see the rematch. Miami gets it done. I'm taking them to go BCS with a 10-2 record. In the regular season, that doesn't count the BCS
okay.
game. So 11-2 season for Miami. They're the ACC representative. That tells you right there,
they're not in the national championship game. Sports Talk 1570 WNST. We're going to go out and get a quick break. Just tuning in. We're talking college football. Todd is telling us the 10 BCS teams, who they will be. 2006.
So
now, he's not going to tell you what bowl game they're going to be in, who's playing for the national championship. We're going to do that a little bit later, but Todd is telling us who the 10 BCS teams will be. Notre Dame's going to be one of them with one loss, maybe two. Well, we'll get into that later. You said Miami with two, so that eliminates them from a BCS competition, you would think, but winning the ACC, getting the automatic bid. Let's move on. The other eight ball clubs, Notre Dame, Miami, who else?
I will move to the Big Ten right now. Automatic BCS bid. I think that's an easy choice. The Buckeyes, Ohio State. Notre Dame and Ohio State are your preseason number ones right now in just about every magazine. It's about 50-50. It's that even. Ohio State, the no-brainer to get that Big Ten automatic bid, wins the
Big
Ten.
No one comes close to them this year?
Michigan's going to push them. Maybe Iowa with Drew Tate, the senior quarterback. But I think even without the loss of Ohio State's back seven on defense to the NFL, guys jumping early, I think Troy Smith, the quarterback for the Buckeyes, is the best dual-threat quarterback in the country, meaning he can run and he can throw equally just as good. I see Ohio State. That's one of my easiest selections. So, again, with Notre Dame, Miami, Ohio State, we got three teams in the BCS right now.
You have Ohio State at nationalchamps.net, number three preseason.
That is correct.
What would prevent them from going to the championship game of the BCS? Is it what you just said?
It's what I just said.
The losses on the defensive back seven there.
Well, they only have three returning starters on defense. They lost a lot. Linebackers we know of from the NFL draft in April, Schlegel, Hawk, Carpenter. Then they had guys in the secondary going, Yabuti, Whitner, two DBs that jumped early. So basically the entire back seven on defense for Ohio State is gone. That's a bad formula in the Big Ten is defense. Usually in the Big Ten defense, you want to be strong up front. They do have that with a defensive tackle, Quinn Pitcock, who by the way, Quinn Pitcock is my number one defensive tackle in the draft for next year. So,
and we'll get to that too.
Yeah, there's Ohio State's weakness. We got to see how the defense recovers. And don't forget, hey, second week of the season, Ohio State's going to Austin to play Texas.
Yeah.
That's got ramifications all over it, just like last year. And remember, we talked about USC Notre Dame last year with Leinart's quarterback sneak being such a granddaddy game. Don't forget about Vince Young and Texas going into the Horseshoe of Columbus. Remember how exciting that game was?
That was a good game, yeah.
It was just so early in the year that people tended to forget about it. But get it again.
But put it this way, with Ohio State, before they get out of September, as you just said, they're at Texas, they host Penn State, they're at Iowa. In September, these games, Todd Helmick.
Ohio State at Iowa is huge. Drew Tate, the quarterback at Iowa, Kirk Ferentz, you give Ferentz a senior quarterback and a good defensive line, he's got it. They're going to scare some people in the Big Ten. That could be a big upset special right there.
Let's get back to football. We're three in. Notre Dame, independent. Miami wins the ACC. OSU gets the Big Ten automatic bid. Who's next?
A Big 12 team we just talked about. That's an easy selection. I'm going with the Longhorns to repeat. Not as national champions, to repeat as Big 12 champions. It's a Texas-Oklahoma battle. Yeah, nothing new, basically,
okay,
there.
All right.
The Red River rivalry this year, Texas-Oklahoma, another doozy. It's going to be for the Big 12 South. Once again, I see no one in that North division. Maybe Nebraska, Iowa State, Colorado, blah, blah, blah. None of them are on caliber with what Texas-Oklahoma has. And I'm saying right now, I know Texas does not have Vince Young at quarterback anymore. They have two freshmen that haven't played a snap. They got our number one offensive line and number one defensive line unit ranking. Last week we talked about at nationalchamps.net. If it starts up front, as I believe it does in Football 101, Texas is stacked up front. That gives them the edge over Oklahoma. So I'd say the Longhorns, they go on and win the Big 12 title game. They're in the BCS.
Right, and for those of you just tuning in, Todd has said, he said it last week and he said it again today, that he doesn't see any undefeated teams in the BCS, and that includes the championship game.
4-5 one-loss teams jockeying for 1-2 in that final BCS poll. Egads.
Well, doesn't that get back to maybe, if that happens, the playoff argument again? Then you can make an argument for anyone. Oh, yeah. Well, Auburn lost to this team, and they lost to them, and this team lost there.
Tough.
How come they get
You think it's tough with 3 undefeated teams? Try 4 or 5 teams with the same record. Right. I hope it happens. More fuel in the playoff fire. I'll take that.
So there we go. We have 4 in. We have 10, 6 more to go. Notre Dame, Miami, Ohio State, Texas will be BCS teams, according to Todd Helmick from nationalchamps.net. Who's next?
We're kind of picking no-brainers here with the Pac-10 we're going to jump into. So, gosh, USC Trojans. If anyone's going to chase them, it's going to be Cal maybe. And Cal's got a good shot at beating USC this year if they find a quarterback for the head coach Jeff Tedford at Cal. But USC, to me, is going to put the recruiting theory to the test. We know about the recruiting colossal classes Pete Carroll has brought in, landslide number ones the last 3 or 4 years. Well, they lost a lot of people, including 5 underclassmen that jumped early to the NFL. They're going to reload. You watch and
still
see.
Have great receivers.
Dwayne Jarrett, Steve Smith, great duel right
new
there.
New quarterback, new running backs.
Issues at USC is going to be running backs. We know Bush is going. They had a couple injuries, another guy academically ineligible. Bob can't even name me a USC running back. I'd venture to dare.
Mike Garrett.
Chauncey
Washington. O.J. Simpson.
Ryan Powdrill. Stephon Johnson, a true freshman. We're hurting there, but they're offensive
But what about quarterback? Just the pressure that's going to be on. Was it Booty or was it Sanchez?
Watch what happens.
You're replacing Carson Palmer and Matt Leinart consecutively.
No problem. We're going to put the Louisiana
talking
high school
Heisman
player of the year
there, Todd Helmick.
John David Booty, Louisiana high school player of the year, has got the job right now. Mark Sanchez, the number one rated quarterback out of high school, redshirt freshman.
Off the field issues, which have been resolved,
they've
correct?
Have all been resolved. Booty had some hip problems in spring that kept him out. Nothing serious, but enough that kept him out in spring. Sanchez, off the field problems resolved. They're both ready to go. But the secondary at USC, all 4 guys, new guys. Guys, I said Bob couldn't name a running back at USC. I doubt he can name me a defensive back.
Again, Ryan Lott,
recruiting Joey theory Browning to the test.
Yeah.
And I think USC is going to respond. You
Dennis
just
Smith
don't have 7 5-star kids come into your program as a recruit and not turn that thing around. It's like the old days at Florida State and Miami. Reload, baby, and that's what they're going
to
do.
So we're 5 teams in to the BCS ball clubs. We're not at, Todd's not announcing what team's going where. I mean, maybe you can figure out because of the bowl affiliations where these guys are going to wind up, correct?
Possibly.
And then, but we're not going to talk about the national champion. Notre Dame, Miami from the ACC, OSU, Big Ten, Texas, Big 12, USC from the Pac-10. They're going to be BCS teams. Who's next?
Well, let's jump into the SEC. We had a caller, said he graduated from LSU.
Yes.
I think he said his father-in-law taught at Auburn. Well, it's between those two, I'm going to tell you right now.
Well, Phil Steele, just for the record, picks Oklahoma and Auburn to play for the national championship.
Negative.
Who's going to win the SEC?
SEC, we're going with the Bayou Bengals. And I'm telling you, they've got so much talent at the skill positions. The number one rated wide receivers at our nationalchamps.net unit rankings. 2 quarterbacks, Jamarcus Russell, Matt Flynn, still there. Good quarterbacks. Very good quarterbacks, just not great. And if one of those could turn that passing situation around to where you have to respect their pass, even on passing situations, you got a feeling they can convert, then they're really going to step up. Because their defensive secondary, led by LaRon Landry, who, by the way, is brother, drafted by the Ravens this year.
Could be
Georgia
a starter
Tech
for the Ravens, as a matter of fact.
LaRon Landry, a senior this year, came back. Number one DB in the country, in my opinion. LSU, to me, is that team. But you talk about brutal schedules. And Phil Steele's right. I think it's an LSU-Auburn matchup in the West, and I think it's a Florida-Georgia battle in the East. Those are the 4 teams in the SEC that have a shot at that title game in Atlanta at the end of the year. But third week of the season, LSU gets at Auburn September 16th. They go to at Florida. You could see a Florida-LSU rematch in that SEC championship game. I can foresee that. At Tennessee, Bob. At Auburn, at Florida, at Tennessee. Now you start to see where I'm seeing two bunch of one-loss teams in the title matchup. If LSU can run the table, any SEC runs the table, SEC team runs the table, leaving them out's absurd.
If they go undefeated in the SEC.
But I'm going with LSU because of, I know they still have Les Miles, a new coach took over Saban. I like their skill position players, and I like their recruiting, their fence around Louisiana.
Let me ask you this. Undefeated team in the SEC, whether it's an Auburn or an LSU, anyone, as opposed to an undefeated Notre Dame, who would get the number one seed in the BCS rankings?
Well, it's Notre Dame. They're number one right now in a lot of preseason magazines. They stay there until they lose. And that's a problem people have with preseason polls. Why is that the case? Let's not start.
Well, the BCS doesn't come out to what? September?
Mid-October.
Yeah.
So why not wait till then to let the polls come out, which I guess they kind of do. That's why I like computers. They're impartial. They look at it differently. So, again, Notre Dame's number one in the preseason. Well, until they lose, they're likely going to stay there. But it's schedule. Strength of schedule means everything to me. If Notre Dame runs the table, I'll put that schedule up against anyone in the SEC, too. That's no slouch.
All day, all night.
All sports.
Sports Talk 1570, WNST.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees.
I had to sing this song one time. Remember that? Was it 2 years ago?
2 years ago, Bob lost a bet. Told him West Virginia would beat Maryland after what? Maryland beat them 4 or 5 consecutive games.
And like throttled them.
Yep.
Every time.
Not
even a game.
That was the Rasheed Marshall year. West Virginia was in the top 8 of the preseason.
That was the Nick Novak missing field goal game.
In overtime. Who was the guy that caught the pass that went to the NFL?
Chris Henry. Yeah. Over Dominique Foxworth, as a matter of fact.
I smelled that one coming. So we'll talk more about what I smell with West Virginia.
Yeah, and what we're doing here.
Top six.
Todd Helmick from NationalChamps.net is joining us, as he does every Friday. And we're going to get into college football in a big way. It's a big football day here, ladies and gentlemen. But Todd is giving us the 10 teams going to the BCS. He has Notre Dame, Miami, Ohio State, Texas, USC, LSU so far. We just played West Virginia's, sweet home West Virginia, or Take Me Home Country Roads. So
Denver.
I'm assuming you like West Virginia in the Big East.
Top five, top six in the preseason polls. So is West Virginia, with that automatic Big East BCS bid getting there?
Easy schedule, you would think?
Easy schedule. It's a one-game schedule. But that one-game schedule is a trip to Papa John's Stadium in Louisville, where West Virginia beat Louisville last year in 3 overtimes in Morgantown, a game Louisville had won and blew it in the fourth quarter, choked, changed West Virginia's season. So West Virginia goes into Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
It gets beat. I'm telling you, Louisville has the game circled. That game is for the Big East BCS automatic bid. Louisville's going to the BCS with Brian Brohm at quarterback.
Heisman candidate.
I called it here first, the upset special. It is a Thursday night game, by the way, Bob. First Thursday in November. West Virginia goes to Louisville undefeated. BCS on the line, national championship on the line. Louisville pulls it out, and they're tearing down the field goal posts at Papa John's Stadium. Louisville gets the BCS bid.
And that's the only game that would keep West Virginia out of the Big East championship.
Now, Louisville gets Miami earlier in the year, but that's a non-conference game. Won't count for that automatic Big East bid. Louisville could conceivably lose another game in the Big East, but you beat West Virginia. Well, they're going to have to lose 2 games then to drop back behind West Virginia. That game's for the Big East title. It may be for more than that. Like I said, I see West Virginia undefeated first week in November, going to Louisville with everything on the line. Field goal posts are coming down.
I'm expecting some West Virginia people to be calling here next hour. And if you want to get in, disagree with Todd's 7 selections for BCS bowl game 2006, give us a call, 410-481-1570. We'll be right back. Sports Talk 1570 WNST, Bob Haney Show, brought to you by Bud Light. What's happening, everybody? Hour number three of the program. Todd Helmick, nationalchamps.net, is with us. Todd is also brought to you by Toyota and your local Toyota dealer, where you can choose from 14 different fuel-efficient models to find the ride of your life, everybody. It is Toyota. Moving forward, Casey Willett will be joining us at the bottom of the hour with the Ravens training camp report so far. Todd, what he's been doing today, if you're just tuning into the program, is giving us the eight BCS teams.
Ten
BCS teams for 2006, and we're seven in. Notre Dame's going to be a BCS team. He hasn't told us who's going to the national championship. We'll talk about that later. Miami, he likes Miami winning the ACC, Ohio State winning the Big Ten, Texas winning the Big 12, USC winning the Pac-10, LSU winning, which should be a very tough SEC, and he likes Louisville, a surprise maybe, to win the Big East, as West Virginia is going to be picked in. I would think everybody's top 10, right?
Everybody's top 10. They're number six with us. Yeah. A lot of top fives out there. Yep.
So if you think Todd's crazy, give us a call at 410-481-1570. Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Halethorpe and get Tim. Tim, welcome to the program.
Hey, you probably saw that I want to talk about West Virginia. I'm actually calling to agree with Todd on his Louisville call.
Okay.
I mean, I'm an alum and a diehard, but he's not, you know, off of the rocker at all, because I watched that game again on ESPN Classic around Christmas time, and we were getting the crap kicked out of us.
You're talking about the Louisville West Virginia Louisville game, you mean, last year?
Oh yeah.
The three
absolutely.
Overtimes? Okay.
Right. We was 24-7 up until the fourth quarter, and 8:32 left was when we started our rally. And then there was somewhere in there, there was some ghost call about they didn't stop the clock or something like that. Coming to find out afterwards, the officials made a mistake or something like that. So, and I can see Brom. Is it going to be his junior year? Is that correct?
Brom is a true junior, yes. His third year at Louisville quarterback. Brom's number five on our Heisman list for this year. Again, one of the most highly touted recruits Louisville's ever bought in. Michael Bush, big 250-pound tailback, could have gone to the NFL. Louisville suspect on defense, though, and I told Bob off the air, here is the formula for beating West Virginia. You better stop the run. That's all they do.
But they do it well.
Oh, they do it extremely well because they put three and four receivers outside on you. You got to put one-on-one coverage on you. You can't stack the box, and then they just get those quick little backs going right through those gaps. If you can figure a way to stop that, I guarantee you what, if I was coaching Maryland, I was going to Morgantown.
Which they are.
Pat White, beat me with your arm. You may beat me 63-0 passing the ball, so be it. You're not going to beat me standing there running the football.
All right, let's get back to Tim. Tim, have you changed your mind in the last 30 seconds?
My point about Brom was, this is junior year. Him being a more experienced quarterback is going to pick apart a less experienced secondary. I can easily see that happening. And if he can't do it there, he's just going to hand it off to Bush. And, I mean, that's how they beat us last year.
That was. That game was
Thanks
crazy.
Thanks for the call, Tim.
It was mid-October, October 15th. And if I recall, you know what's crazy about that day, Bob? November 15th of last year is because that was the 3:30 game that day. And what other games do we have going on at the same time? I remember Rob Long was at my house, four televisions. That was the same time as USC Notre Dame. That was the same exact time as Penn State Michigan, where Michigan won on the last play of the game. Remember that? Penn State's only loss last year. That was the same exact day as Florida and LSU, all those 3:30 games.
Yeah, me and the old lady went out to dinner in Pasadena, had a delightful
meal. Yep, Wisconsin, Minnesota.
And they had the USC game on.
That was an insane game. But like I said, I just got the feeling Louisville has that game circled at Louisville. That's their season. Bobby Petrino, the coach there, is going to have them ready. And a loss there, what's that mean with our BCS predictions? Well, we still have three BCS bids to go.
Who's next? Who's
and these are
BCS
all the automatic BCS bids, win the conference you're in, and Notre Dame, they're in if they're in the top eight. So that's where we got seven. Gets a little complicated with this new BCS system on who gets in. So we'll start off by saying if one of the teams that doesn't have an automatic bid, one of the conferences, Mountain West, Conference USA, the MAC, WAC, one of these conferences,
MAC.
If their champion, a champion of one of those conferences, finishes in the top 12 of the final BCS, they have to go to the BCS. That's why this new system was formed, adding another BCS game. There's some other rules that go with it. I'm not going to go there to confuse you right now. Let's just suffice to say I do have a team that's going BCS bowling. Now, I mentioned Tulsa in the past as a surprise team to get there, but that's not who I'm taking. I'm going with the TCU Horned Frogs.
TCU. Last year. Horned Frogs.
There you go. Gary Patterson. 11-1 last year was TCU. They'd have been in it last year. Had the current BCS rules we have now been in play in this system, put in place last year in 05, TCU would have made a bowl game, a BCS bowl game. Again, a one-loss regular season last year, a one-loss regular season in 03, 2 years prior. That's a good program right there.
Why are they going undefeated this year?
No, I actually have them going 11-1 in this 12-game season. However, remember last year, they went into Norman, Oklahoma early in the season and knocked off the Sooners in their own backyard. This year, they tough test. Maybe they get Texas Tech at home, a top 25 team with us. But outside of that, it's that Mountain West Conference.
Yeah, I'm looking at their schedule, and you know, if you want to call it like BYU's a home game, you just said that Texas Tech is a home game, Air Force is a home game for them. You know, who beats them?
Well, the thing is here, we talk about
at Baylor?
These teams that have a shot at getting BCS. We put it nationalchamps.net. Utah is one of them. TCU at Utah on a Thursday night, October 5th. That's for the Mountain West Conference and a chance to represent the league in the BCS. So that's the big one. Again, TCU at Utah. I think the winner of that goes BCS. I'm going with TCU to double up. That's tough going into Utah.
Okay, right there, we're man. Eight teams into Todd's 10 that he thinks will be going to BCS bowl games. But let's go to team number nine. Niner.
Team number nine, we just did their intro song. I'm going with the Sooners as an at-large pick.
At-large bid, Oklahoma.
At-large is Oklahoma with Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson, they might have, instead of the OU on the helmet, why don't they put an AP on there for Adrian Peterson? Because that's the show going on out there. I'll take that back somewhat. Oklahoma has the best front seven on defense out of anyone in the country. Three defensive ends going to the NFL, two linebackers to the NFL, and I'm talking first-day draft picks. But here's where it gets cloudy a little bit. That's nine teams we got.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bear in mind, with this new BCS system, the Rose Bowl still gets a Big Ten Pac-10 choice, as all traditions went. The Sugar is the SEC, the Orange is the ACC champion, and the Fiesta has a Big 12 tie-in. Now, certain things will come into play that could switch that up, meaning if the ACC champion's going to the title game, well, then they can't go to the Orange Bowl. Then Orange Bowl can make another selection. But with that said, I'm saying the Pac-10, the Rose, with that Pac-10 Big Ten matchup, is going to choose somebody from one of those conferences in that large bid, and I'm picking the Cal Golden Bears, a team that was snubbed 2 years ago by in favor of Texas. Remember that, Bob?
Yes.
About the ninth week of the season, the polls flip-flopped Cal and Texas, and all the people said, oh, they're screwing Cal to get Texas in there. Texas went on to the Rose Bowl and beat Michigan, Vince Young's his sophomore campaign. A prelude to the title.
Had a great game,
after,
too.
Yeah.
Sports Talk 1570, WNST, Bob Haney Show. Todd Helmick is here from nationalchamps.net. Let's get out to the phones. Go to Lutherville and get Bill. Bill, welcome to the program.
Gentlemen, always a highlight of the week. Todd, a couple of quick questions. You kind of stole my thunder about California. I was going to ask you if you foresee the remote possibility with USC reloading with all the skill position, at least the backfield gone, changing to the guard in the Pac-10, particularly Cal played last year. They lost their quarterback. Ayub and Levy came in, were mediocre. They've got the kid coming back. And also the great unknown, Marshawn Lynch. Watching him during a year last year, he looks like a little Jimmy Brown. It looks like it takes three or four guys to bring him down. He's an absolute stud. The question is, do they have enough defenses? And is Lynch, is it really that good? I guess we'll find out against Tennessee on the second. But is he that good, or is it just that typical Pac-10 optional defense? Give me your quick read on California, please.
Last year, Cal, the number nine rushing offense in the country. One thing you want to look out for there, though, yes, Marshawn Lynch, a Heisman guy with us. Justin Forsett, who spelled him when Lynch was hurt. Here's the difference, though. Offensive line took a hit this year. Marvin Phillip, the center. Ryan O'Callaghan, the tackle. Offensively gone in the NFL draft. Two great linemen. But Jeff Tedford's system isn't about Kyle Bowler. Isn't about Aaron Rodgers throwing the pigskin. They run the football. Whether it was J.J. Arrington or Marshawn Lynch, they will run the football. Defensively, those where I like Cal. They have two All-Americans, three guys that were All-Conference. That's five award winners in the postseason last year. Cal is very strong on defense, believe it or not. The best defense in the Pac-10. Yes, ahead of USC. The wow. question to me with Cal is three quarterbacks, Nate Longshore, Joe Ayoub, Steve Levy. You've got three guys that have logged serious playing time. Which one will step up? And the one that does step up, are they efficient enough? I think Jeff Tedford's a good enough offensive coach that he can put this team in a position to win the Pac-10 title. However, here's the problem. Caller Bill liked this one. USC Notre Dame is Thanksgiving. USC Notre Dame Thanksgiving, title ramifications on the line. I mean national title ramifications. The week before that, it's Cal USC. Is USC going to look ahead to Notre Dame and skip over Cal? I don't think they will because the game is in Los Angeles. It's a Trojan home game. I think that'll be for the Pac-10
title.
Yeah,
that late in the season, that's going to be a big game.
That late in the season.
Can't afford to look past
that. I say USC still wins the conference, but Cal is right on their heels. They'll be right there up until November 18th with USC.
But Todd's with us, nationalchamps.net, for a few more minutes talking some college football. Let's get out to the phones. You want to get in, it's 410-481-1570. Go to Bel Air and get Brian. Brian, welcome to the program.
Good morning, or good afternoon. Can I ask three quick questions? One, who is your tanker team of the year, a la Tennessee and Purdue last year? Second, do you see any upsets possible like the ACC had last year in their championship game of the ACC, the Big 12, or the SEC? And last, being a Mountaineer fan, what was your predicted score on the Sugar Bowl?
I don't think you picked West Virginia. No,
I had Georgia winning that game.
So basically Georgia, saying you're going to be wrong again.
As I've been before. I will be. Was, will, and always be wrong at some time.
Who's going to be a flop team or maybe a disappointing team this year, Todd Helmick, nationally?
That's a good question. You talk about all these great teams. You want to know about teams that are flopping.
Well, you look, they're getting high rankings, for instance, based on rep. Like Tennessee was rated in, what, the top five last year, and they didn't make it happen.
Yep. I think Florida's that team this year that ends up once again with three losses. There's Chris Leak, the senior quarterback, a four-year starter. The news article is already saying we want Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow, the incoming freshman quarterback.
Hasn't played a game yet.
And why are they dogging on Leak already? They don't like him down there. Well, Leak hasn't won anything in terms of a championship, and this is his fourth year
but
starting.
But is he a good football player? Has he had the talent surrounding him
talented.
To win a championship?
He just isn't fit for an Urban Meyer system where the quarterback, a.k.a. Alex Smith at Utah a couple years ago, undefeated, has to run the football. Now, Leak's got feet where he can scramble. It's not the same as running north and south with the ball under your arm. So, Leak struggling there a little bit under Meyer's new system. He's only the second year in that program in Meyer's system. But again, you go to Alabama, Tuscaloosa last year, get blasted. I think it was 31-7, and the grumbling started. Of course, now Alabama had a great defense. That may not be just, but getting back to the caller's question, you know, I picked Miami to win the ACC BCS bid. And there's a team that could flop. They're teetering on the seesaw between another 3-4 loss season or a 1-2 loss season winning the ACC. And you look at Miami, five assistant coaches fired last year after that 40-3 loss to LSU in the Peach Bowl. A 25-year Miami veteran, Art Kehoe, one of the best offensive line coaches in the country, gone. They bring in a new offensive coordinator this year, a guy, Rich Olson, a former Hurricane assistant, 11 years in the NFL with five teams. We don't know what this means, but I say Kyle Wright, the quarterback at Miami, now a junior, his feet under him, has a better shot at getting them where they need to be. So there's a couple flop teams I see for you, and I'll throw out one more team that could be another flop. And that could easily be a team like UCLA, who had a nice run last season. Carl Durrell gets the contract extended as the head coach. They lost a lot, including a Raven guy, Olsen, at quarterback. by the way. And
where they lost a tight end.
Mercedes Lewis, a tight end. Maurice Drew, the tailback, skipped out. Another team that could flop there. But the second question real quick was...
A possible upset in a championship game, conference game.
You know, I'd say the ACC.
Like Texas loses to Colorado in the Big 12 title game.
I would say the ACC is craziest. I could see a team like Clemson or Boston College sneaking into the title game over Florida State and beating.
Now, you don't sound sold on Miami winning the ACC
title.
No, I'm not.
That's toughest division to pick, and that's why I'm saying for the third year in a row in this new ACC expansion version, no team from the ACC has a shot at the title national championship game. I don't. I see three losses, Florida State four losses winning that thing.